this segment is made possible by Smoking Tech's electric smokers that I've been using a long, long time, Catfish Pro catfishing baits and catfish supplies, Ultramatic feeders, and AGM Global Vision, maker of the spotters and thermal scopes that I hunt with. Well, friends, I have been remiss the last couple of weeks of checking in with my buddy Bill Carey up on Lake Texoma, up on the Texas-Oklahoma border, Lake Texoma Stripers. But I'm not remiss right now. I've got Bill on the phone. Bill, thanks for being with us, buddy.
Well, good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in Radio Land.
How's Mr. Carey doing this morning?
We're doing great. I just need to remind everybody, I know it's cold, but belly up, huddle up. Get your spring trips on the books. We are booking the spring fast.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Bundle up, belly up, and get ready to catch those stripers, man. Bill, of course, I've fished with you and fished Texoma for a lot of years. Now is in my, from what I've learned in the last 150 years, just kidding, now is time to catch a big old striper. The south stripers are loaded with eggs, and it's trophy time, isn't it?
It is. January, February, and most March is our big fish season. We'll start targeting schooling fish in March, but right now we're going out there and hunting just like you would a big buck.
Mm-hmm.
There's fish holding on structure. We're throwing the big Roadrunner made by Wolf Jigs. It is the original, and we put a 7-inch white curl tail behind it. Big presentation, big bait, and we're running main lake points, ditches, any kind of structure where three or four of these big rogue fish will be hanging. And so far, so good. Our biggest fish this winter has been 18 pounds. And, we're not fishing every day. It's been a little too cold in the mornings.
Yep.
But we started pushing our trips around the clock for the solunal tables. Like this past weekend, we went out at 11 o'clock.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, I have had as much luck catching big fish this time of year with y'all as at 11 o'clock as I have. Yeah. Well, we just don't go at daylight. I mean, there's no reason to.
No, we quit that a long time ago, and it was 10:30 for years. And then the guy said, hey, if we don't watch the clock and we come in late, we're cleaning fish in the dark and our hands get cold. It's hard for me to learn after 30 years of it. We go out at 9 o'clock all January, February.
Yep.
And then just like this weekend, wind was going to calm down. Everything just worked out perfect picking at 11 a.m.
That's it. And I don't know, I like cooler weather. Now, there is a line. I don't like to be out there, and we're not out there when it's a gale blowing and it's 20 degrees. Right. You just common sense will tell you, although I'm not sure the stripers might not be biting better, but you just don't do that. But on a winter's day when the weather permits is honestly some of the best fishing. I had hands down, I'd rather be out fishing in the cooler weather months than wait till in the summer and then you're up at you're on your first hole by daylight. Your weather dictates, Bill, the weather dictates most things that we do in the outdoors. It really does.
Yes, sir. Yep. And, 10 to 20 degrees of solar heat on your back is welcome on a cool day,
Yeah. Just to deviate from the stripers just a minute, Bill, you have been at the outdoor rendezvous in Greenville for everyone.
Yes,
you're the... You and I have been, even Larry Wysoon missed the first one. He had to do something, I don't know. But Larry's been at the last ones. But this is our sixth annual.
I know.
And, you're going to be there. You can be there to talk striper fishing with anybody that wants to talk about them. And
you bet.
Plan fishing trips. It's folks.
Folks, we stand around Luke's. We stand around Luke's fire. He's cooking. I call him Camp Cook Clayton. We stand around that fire, and he makes this unbelievable cobbler. And no telling what he'll bring. He might bring deer sausage or he might bring pork stuff. But I can tell you what, we are all huddled around this fire eating some good grub. Y'all are invited. It's welcome. It's free to come. And yes, sir.
You bet. And the details, friends, it is March the 1st in Greenville, Texas. And Greenville is about 1 hour east of Dallas on I-30, Interstate 30. The best way to find out more about it really is catfishradio.org. That's my radio website, but there's a brochure there. Just go to catfishradio.org, and it's at the Top Rail Cowboy Church. And this year, there's a couple of gentlemen that are working with us to organize everything, and to the booths. People ask me, well, how many booths? There's last year there was a bunch of booths there, Bill. And there's no fee. There's nobody saying, give me $80 and here's your booth. We just say it's the Top Rail Cowboy Church. If you if you can give a donation, that's what they ask. And you don't have to do that if you don't, if you can't, but most people do. And you know, and it's not like a 20 by 20 line on the ground. It's all outdoors unless it rains. If it rains, we go. We've never had to do this, but we can go into the arena there and set up. And you know, someday our luck probably going to fail us, and we're going to do that, but that'll be fun too. It's an open air arena, so you know, we could have campfires and stuff like that. So
Folks, this ain't your regular idea of a church when you talk about it. They're on 12 acres and they got an arena back there that they can do play days, they can have rodeos, and it's got a roof over it.
It's a great place to have our event. And Pastor Charlie Nasser and his team, he's got an outdoor ministry. They're the guys this year that I'm working with, Bill. And there's a couple of guys, and they're doing a good job getting the word out. But the newspaper there, the Greenville Herald Banner, I've written for them for many, I don't know how many years, a lot of years, and they helped promote it there in Greenville, Hunt County. And so anyway, if you're listening on a podcast and you are in the North Texas area on March the 1st, Larry Wysoon's been with me, like I say, every year but 5 years. Bill Carey will be there. A whole bunch of what I call hardcore outdoor people are there.
Good folks.
Yeah. And Bill gave me, you know, Bill, that Magnolite cast aluminum cooker that you gave me. Those things, that gave me an opportunity to make even more cobbler because it'll hold more than a big Dutch kettle. So I'm going to go for about 3 gallons of Dutch cobbler, Dutch kettle cobbler, peach cobbler. So I think we won't starve to death. There's music all day, by the way. Anyway, we're going to get back to stripers, folks. But catfishradio.org, and call up one of the guys. Their numbers are there. My number's there if you want to contact me. I'll wind up just sending you to the managers there on it, because the only thing is they just need to know you're coming. That's it.
And now, folks, that's just for people that are peddling stuff.
Yeah.
The public's welcome just to come without having to call anything.
Thanks, Bill. That's right. Yeah, just come on out there. It's no fee or anything like that. Just come on out. You'll see the campfire burning. The Dutch Kettle Society was going to be there with the Dutch Kettle Cooks. There'll be a couple of chuck wagons there, live music.
It's awesome.
I don't know. It's just, you know, people ask me how many's there. I don't know how many's there. There's a lot. Each year it seems to be more and more folks, but the ones that are there are having a good time. Let's get back to stripers, Bill.
Okay.
So, we're into February now. First week of February, you know. So, the stripers, and you've talked about the spawn at Texoma. It's a drawn out thing, but pretty soon those stripers are going to be gravitating to the mouths of the Red and the Washita, aren't they?
Yeah, they're already starting to station. I'm sure that there's zillions of them that are starting to station, move their way up the rivers. See, folks, stripers don't make a bed like most fish to lay their eggs. They drop them like a salmon or a white bass up river in moving water, and the females drop the eggs and the males fertilize them, and if it floats for 72 hours you have a fry.
That does it. And there's the salinity in the Red and the Washita is just right. There's enough salt content to make those eggs buoyant, so they roll around with the current, but they're not laying on the bottom. They need to be moving, and they are, just like a salmon. So anyway, that's why Lake Texoma is the great striper fishery that it is. It's a natural spawn, isn't it, Bill?
That's right. We have the best documented natural spawn of freshwater stripers in the country. You're allowed twice the state limit here. You're allowed 10 fish per person per day, and these are great eating fish. You know they are. Luke and I rave about them.
We do. I brag about them a lot, and I love to indoctrinate people that that say the stripers do have what we call red meat. It pulls out easy. It's a strip in the middle of the filet. The bigger the striper, the bigger the strip, but it pulls right out of there. And then you got snow white filets. So once the people are taught, you know, how many times have I heard, oh, they have that red meat? Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's not a, it doesn't take a surgeon to remove it. It takes about 3 seconds, you know, but it's
yeah,
a great fish.
Our guys all send them home white, flaky, mild meat. You know, after I moved off the water 16 years ago, I used to leave the red line in.
Back
and I
in
showed
those
people
stuff.
How to take it out. Yeah. And yep. Just you raise your knife, folks, or you'll end up with a whole messed up filet. We leave 90% of the red on the hide.
Yep.
Just raise your knife up an eighth of an inch, and all you have is the lateral line. Well, I went down there after I moved off the water, and I saw them taking those red lines out. And I said, you don't have to do that. They said, mind your own business, old man. And I started, I started bragging about it. I told them, I said, white, flaky,
Yeah, that was old school. That I was with you in those days, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember that. Well, Bill, let's connect people. Striper Express is on Facebook. Just Google Striper Express. You're easy to find. But, you know, they might want to call your office and, you know, pick some more details up, you know.
Well, folks, we're a little bit different. We got an office manager and an IT kid over there to answer the phone, and I'm there a lot.
Yep.
The number is 903-786-4477. That is 903-786-4477.
Thank you, Bill. And here in just about 3 weeks, I'll see you in Greenville at the Top Rail Cowboy Church for the, what is that, the sixth annual, I think, outdoor rendezvous. So keep catching them, Bill. We'll get you back on soon and talk some more fishing. How about that?
All right, brother.
Folks, let's talk a little outdoor cooking. Let me tell you about an electric smoker that I've been using for 15 years, I guess, Smoking Tech's electric smokers. If you're tired of staying up all night keeping that wood fire burning when you're barbecuing, give Smoking Tech's a try. They're made to last a lifetime. You can check them out at smokingtex.com. That's S-M-O-K-I-N-T-E-X.com. Well, friends, Mr. Larry Wysoon is going to tell you about the finest hunting optics that we have ever found.
Look, these are called Stealth Vision. They come from Crockett, Texas. Dr. John McCall developed them. They're 34-millimeter tubes as opposed to the narrower tubes, so more light transmission. They have a little green light that comes on. That scope is leveled because that's when you want to pull the trigger. They have an operational, optional lighted reticle as well, too, and a whole lot of other products. And folks can learn more about them by going to stealthvision.com.
And for seasonings, anything to do with outdoor cooking, all kind of jerky seasonings, sausage seasonings, Butcher Packer Supply. That's butcherpackersupply.com. I think the website is butcher-packer.com.